This is a video of the birth of Peach's first puppy in her second litter. This was a really long stage 2 labor since the puppy was pretty big. And in this video, you'll see the last 6 minutes of a nearly 2-hour delivery. Be sure to start and stop the video so you can read the annotations we've made to point things out to you. In this case, I do want to note that Peach delivers her puppy in a really nice soft donut bed, which we don't normally do or even allow. However, given how hard she was working and how much she really wanted to be in that bed, we allowed her to do it for the first pup. And please enjoy the video, but don't think your bitches need to be whelping in donut beds.
Martha, can you take some notes?
Sure.
10:40. Sack appeared. It's breech.
10:40 breech?
10:40 sack appeared.
Oh, okay. And it's breech.
It's big. You've almost got it, baby.
You've almost got it.
Good girl.
Good girl. Another push.
And it's alive.
I'm gonna comb you now. It's not good.
One more push.
gloves. I'll leave my baby alone. Okay, hon, you gotta pull out the, you gotta get it out. You do. There you go. There you go. I know. Get the delete cat there.
Well, that's it. We have a puppy on the ground and she's healthy. We're going to do a little bit more to clear her airways, but she is active and she'll be nursing within a couple of minutes. And just to fast forward to let you know that puppy's an adult today and doing quite well. A couple of things that you might note. Whelping is a very quiet process. The bitch may grunt occasionally, and obviously there's lots of slurping and lapping, but otherwise we try very hard to be respectful of our bitch and the role that she plays in the process of giving birth and her knowledge of caring for her puppies. A couple of things that I want to remind you of. Your bitch should deliver a puppy within 2 hours of the onset of the very first hard contraction that you see, those abdominal squeezing. And after 30 minutes of those sustained hard contractions that you see Peach do early on in the video, where she's having many contractions during a minute. If your bitch does not deliver a puppy in that period, a veterinary check is in order quite quickly to save the puppy. If you do have to help pull a puppy out or revive a puppy, make sure that you're gentle but firm in handling it. Always pull with your bitch's contractions rather than against them, so you may have to wait a little bit until she has another contraction for you to manipulate or pull on a puppy. If you're moving a puppy and its umbilical cord is already out, make sure you hold that cord firmly against its belly. And when you scrub the puppy with a clean towel while you're trying to revive it or clear the airways, make sure you tip its head down. And you want to scrub relatively firmly. You really want that puppy to squeak and to cry out, because that's what's going to enable it to clear the fluid out of its lungs. And finally, don't forget to count placentas so you know how many have been delivered and how many might be retained. So you're going to have a separate count for puppies and for placentas, because they don't always show up together like this one did. If your bitch has retained placentas, be sure to talk to your veterinarian about a plan of action for clearing them out. Good luck with your litter, and we hope you have many wonderful puppies in the future.